Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the Equippers International podcast. We're in the book of Romans, and we just finished Romans chapter 8 in the previous episode. So that leads us into Romans chapter 9. Well, just a few introductory comments before we dive into this chapter. Up to this point, Paul, I believe, has been really laying out for us his understanding of the gospel. We established that early on in the book, where he set out to show us that the gospel was the power of God into salvation for all who believes, to the Jew first and to the Gentiles. And then he moved methodically through his presentation of how every person in humanity is without excuse under sin, and how God's righteousness was manifested as a just justifier of all humanity outside of anything that they could do for themselves through the free gift of grace through Jesus Christ. And we step through how Paul explained to us how sin entered in, brought about death in the lives of all people through the one man's act of disobedience, Adam, but how through the one man's act of obedience, Jesus Christ, the act of righteousness, God brought life, and he made life available to all who will come to him by faith. And he also showed us that when we come to him in faith, we enter into the personal experience of all that Jesus experienced on our behalf, that he died to the power of sin. He died to the power of the law. He opens up to us the life and the spirit. He shares with us as an inheritance everything that he's done for us. And to me, I believe personally that this is pretty much the conclusion of Paul's presentation, if you can put it that way. He doesn't have a lot more to say about the nature of the gospel, the good news of God. Now it's like he's shifting his attention to some pertinent topics related to the fellowship of believers in Rome. Now, if you remember way back at the beginning, probably the first episode that I did as we ventured out into this book, I gave some historical background and I talked about how important it is in any interpretation of Scripture that we understand why the letters were written, who wrote them, to whom they wrote, and is there some type of situation that they're writing into? And we talked about how the Jews had been expelled from Rome for a certain period of time, and then they were allowed to come back to Rome. The writing of the letter falls at some period after that time. And we talked about maybe the ethnic struggles in the church in Rome between Jews and Gentiles. This was obviously a heated situation all throughout the first century. It's the context of a lot of the apostles' interaction with the churches, especially Paul's churches, where he's defending the gospel, especially the purity of what God's done, against those who would try to put believers back into requirements of the law, which for Paul was bondage. It was a moving outside of grace into a works-based religion. Now, there are many people that argue different facets of this dynamic in Paul. I don't have time to go into that. There's a whole sea of theologians and books that address this topic. Now, with that said, Paul now is going to address in detail the Jews, the history of Israel, God's dealing with the nation of Israel, to try to bring some clarity and to inform our understanding of these things. Now, let me just go on record as saying, who knows when someone's going to listen to this episode. If they listen to it this week when it's being recorded, obviously issues regarding Israel and the Middle East are very, very pertinent. We're in April of 2024, and it's the topic of conversation on the news everywhere. But this is not anything new. Israel always seems to find themselves in the crosshair of discussion, whether it's geopolitical, whether it's it's religious, for whatever reason, the Jews and the nation of Israel find themselves oftentimes at the center of the discussion. And this is exactly what Paul's going to do at this stage in the book of Romans. He's going to pull Israel into the crosshairs, and he's going to have a lot to say for three chapters in this book. So I'm telling you up front, I'm giving a disclaimer or two. First of all, it is a very daunting task to go through and to interpret and to apply what I believe Paul's saying in Romans 9, 10, and 11. I do that with the fear of God. I do it with great humility, and I do it with a heart and an attitude to simply tell you that I'm doing my best to understand what Paul believes about Israel and about the children of Israel and about the Jews. Now, with that said, anybody who ventures into this territory, I believe, must maintain a level of humility, but they also have to come to a place that they have some level of conviction, that they believe they understand what's being communicated. And that's what everybody does with good conscience. So I'm not going to speak out against anybody's specific view, but I am going to say that I'm going to express my interpretation and my subsequent observations and applications of what I believe about Israel and about God's dealing with Israel historically, and about is there any futuristic dealing with God with Israel, and how that fits in to our whole understanding of God's redemptive plan for all of mankind. We've already seen that God's plan is cosmic. It's not just centered around the children of Israel. And I believe that Paul's comments and his presentation for the next three chapters, if we'll take our time and step through it, it will inform us on what we should maybe entertain as our understanding of God's dealing with Israel. So that's a lot of introduction. Let me just start by reading the first couple of verses of chapter 9. Paul says, I'm telling the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience testifies with me in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing grief in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed, separated from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Well, that gives us a great specific indicator. Paul is going to talk about the Jews. He talks about them as his brothers, his kinsmen, according to the flesh. Now here, the use of the flesh is talking about flesh and blood birthright. He's talking about the fact that he is a Jew. He was born a Jew. He was raised a Jew. He grew up in being trained in some of the finest institutions of Judaism. He was a Pharisee. He was of the Sanhedrin. He was a very Jewish man. And he's going to address his heart for his fellow Jewish people. And he says right off the bat, my heart is heavy. My conscience testifies that I have great sorrow and unceasing grief in my heart. That simply means that Paul wants to see his Jewish brothers and sisters come to Christ. There's no other interpretation of this scripture. It's exactly what Paul's saying. He's saying, in light of everything I know about God's historical dealing with the children of Israel, with my kinsmen, I have a burden for them. I want them to see that Jesus Christ is their Messiah. And that is my passion. And he says, I would even choose to be accursed if they could come to the Lord. That's a crazy statement to make. But Paul's heart is so big for his kinsmen in the nation of Israel that he is willing to be accursed that they may come to know Christ. That is a powerful, powerful statement. It just reveals Paul's heart toward those that he loves. And he's going to go into his discussion now. But these verses set the tone for Paul's entire discussion in the next three chapters. It's coming from a heart of great burden that people can understand God's perspective regarding Israel. So we're going to get into that in the next episode. But now I just want you to be prepared as we step through these three chapters. It's going to take us a considerable amount of time, a number of episodes. And I'll just give you a heads up and a warning straight off the top. There's not a lot of feel-good, warm, fuzzy, devotional applications in these passages for us. I'll do my best to make it interesting, But this is going to be an exercise in you and me opening our minds to the mind of the apostle and what he understood about God's dealing with the nation of Israel. So I want you to be prepared, and I want you to have an open heart and an open mind to see where this journey leads us. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.